What a gift. God's love for us. What a gift. The God of the universe, who deserves our adoration, wants us to be filled with His Spirit. How do we thank God for the gift of Himself? For this reason, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with might through His Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and breadth and depth and height, to know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:14-19. How do we thank Him? There is no way to express the wonder of who God is. There is no way to find words enough to thank Him for all He has done for us. He has put in place His plan to save us through Christ and restore us to full fellowship with Him. God has laid the way to heaven for us if we accept His Son as our Savior and God's forgiveness for our confessed sins. He loves us enough to do everything to bring us to His side and to have ultimate communion with us. He then desires us to have a greater understanding of the vastness of His love. We tremble at the magnitude of such love. God wants us to get our minds around its dimensions. He wants us to have Christ dwelling in our hearts and His Spirit within us to teach us of His powerful love. He wants us to experience every level of it. Our finite minds can't grasp the depth or height or length or breadth of His love. Yet God opens our minds and hearts to Him, and we begin to glimpse His incredible, powerful, eternal, holy love. We thank Him for His gift by giving ourselves to Him, opening ourselves to this outpouring of immeasurable love that He and He alone gives is life-changing. We bow before Him. Our words fail. Hearts falter. Our deepest human feelings are inadequate. Falling prostrate at His feet in a thanksgiving of praise that has no words, we come to life as never before. He wants you to know and to possess this love. Come, Lord Jesus, come.